Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards,
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه mentions that it will remain, the dua of a Muslim will remain suspended between the heavens and the earth. Nothing from it will remove upwards until you recite salat upon the best of creation, the beloved Nabi of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome dear viewers of Madina channel, marhaba, to our silsila yet again, called Easy Rewards, Asan Nekia. And in this silsila, we try to talk about various different topics that how in our everyday lives, in our daily activities, we do things. And a lot of us will be unaware. We won't have the knowledge that this daily activity that I'm doing, for example, wearing my clothes, drinking water, going to the masjid, doing dua, eating food. These are things we have to do anyway. It's part of our routine. And a lot of us don't even know that these could also be nekia. These can also be good deeds for us. Some of us won't know. Some of us will know that, you know what, this is a good deed, yes or no. But we forget to make our intentions. We do things as a formality. You know, like school kids go to the school, they have to wear their uniform. Or you go to work, you have to wear a certain, you know, tie or a shirt and trousers. You have to wear smart, casual clothing. That is a formality. You have to do that. Just like this, I am telling you that in this Islam, we discuss all the topics as much as we can. Because not only in this silsila we talk about that how this, your daily activity will be a means of forgiveness for you, will be a good deed, will be an easy deed, and inshallah be a means of forgiveness. How? Hopefully by pleasing Allah and your Rasul, making the correct intentions, they will be pleased and you will be forgiven. Not only that, but also we learn the blessed sunnahs that look, this part that you are doing, this activity, or this small part that you are doing in your activity, this is a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Not only that, we get to know that in Islam, being a Muslim, the entire lifestyle of a Muslim, this is a full set way. Islam tells you that Islam is a way of life. And who teach you? None other than Dawat Islami, Madini channel, the founder of Dawat Islami, Amiri Ahlul Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. He teaches us. And be happy, dear viewers of Madini channel. Alhamdulillah, because today we will be discussing the sunnahs that one can adorn upon his head and to do with the blessed face of a Muslim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madin channel, applying oil to the beard or the hair, or combing the hair in a certain way, this can have a lot of negatives. And a lot of people do this anyway. Okay, we all might not apply oil, but we all definitely comb our hair. And why? We try to make our hair to a certain style, a certain way, to copy this person or that person. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, there is no better person than the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let's make this intention, inshallah, azawajal. If we are not applying oil, and if we are not combing our hair properly, let's make intention that, you know, if we do apply oil, and if we do comb our hair, or if we're not doing these, we will start doing this, but only to follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only to make our face look like the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by making our hairstyle and our beard the way the blessed Prophet Muhammad's blessed hairstyle and his blessed beard was sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Now the first intention, dear viewers of my channel, just like every single intention I've said before, that am I doing this to please Allah Azza wa Jal, our Rabb, our merciful Lord, in this beautiful month of Ramadan, who Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed me and you to enter? Are we doing this to please Him? Is this something so small that we can do? We should be doing anything and everything to please Allah and Rasul. But this is the small things, dear viewers of my channel, the small things matter the most. The small thing, Allah Azza wa Jal gets pleased with the smallest of deeds. This is a very small deed. Daily activity as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The intentions, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, if we move forward for applying oil to one's hair or beard or combing the hair or the beard, what intentions can me and you make? Now the first intention mentioned here, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, in the Risala of Amiri Ahl Sunnat, is that I will act upon the sunnah. I will act upon the sunnah, the way, the blessed way of the best of creation, by what? By applying oil to the hair with the intention of honoring it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. There's a couple of things in this intention, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. The first and foremost, it is a sunnah to apply oil to the hair. A sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is no better thing than this. Why? Because our Aqa Rasulullah, he has done this. Now if he does this, if you're thinking that this is, you know, I do this anyway, it could be a formality, or you don't make your intentions, you will miss out on the intention of I'm doing this because it's a sunnah. How much reward are you missing out on, dear viewers of Madhi Channel? This is a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. What is the sunnah? Applying oil to the hair. And why, dear viewers of Madhi Channel? Because the best of creation, when he applied oil to his blessed hair, he blessed that oil. That oil became the best of the best oil ever in the whole world, because it was attached to the best of hairs in the whole world, out of whole creation. With the intention, it carries on, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, acting upon the sunnah, I will apply oil to the hair with the intention of honoring it. Another intention, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, that me and you can make, if we don't, remember, I've gone through the negatives and I've mentioned the formalities, whether we're doing this as a formality. From now on, we will try to do this if we don't do this. And if we're doing this anyway, let's refresh our memories and remember, in the month of Ramadan, even if we try to do it a couple of times, it will become a habit, inshallah, of making good intentions. But the next intention I want to mention, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, it mentions that I, me and you, let's make this intention together, that I will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then apply oil to my head and beard according to the sunnah of the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It states that when the most beautiful creation, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he applied oil. So first thing is he applied oil. He would first pour some into his left palm. When he poured some into his left palm, he would then, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, rub some on both of his eyebrows. When he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, blessed oil by placing it on his blessed eyebrows, the most perfect eyebrows one could ever see, then he would place both onto his blessed eyes. When he would bless the oil by placing them onto those eyes that have seen Allah Azza wa Jal, then he would place his blessed hands with the oil on his blessed hands on his blessed head, and again further bless that oil by placing it on his blessed Zulf Mubarak. Then it's mentioned when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam applied oil to his most beautiful beard, to the best beard ever created. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, there is no hair better than the blessed hair that was attached to the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. What is this mention? It mentions when he applied the oil to his blessed face, when to his blessed beard, he began from the hair in between his lower lip and his blessed chin. If we follow this way, inshallah, we are following step by step the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what better thing is there for a Muslim that he is following the best of creation's way? Full stop. There is nothing better. There is nothing better than following the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So let's mention this and summarize this. The first, I will recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then I will apply oil to my head and beard. And this is a sunnah. But how, dear viewers of my channel? How will I apply to my hair? First, when I open the oil, I will pour it into my left palm. When I pour it into my left palm, I would rub it and put some onto my eyebrows. Then I would put some onto my eyes. Then I would rub some onto the blessed head. That's what's mentioned here. I will do this according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then when it comes to the beard, I will begin from the lower lip and the chin, in between this part, which is known as the anfaqah. I will start from here, rub the oil here, then I will rub the oil in other places of the beard. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final intention I would like to add, dear viewers of Madhi channel, is when reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will comb the tangled hair of my head and beard, abiding by the order given in hadith, and I will act upon the sunnah of parting my hair in the middle. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. More beautiful Madni, not just Madni pools, but more beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet Muhammad are being revealed to me and you today, dear viewers of Madni channel. After reciting Bismillah Sharif, dear viewers of Madhi channel, is mentioned in the last one. Let's read Bismillah Sharif. After this, once we have read Bismillah Sharif, I will comb the tangled hair of my head and beard. Why should I do this, dear viewers of Madhi channel? Because the Prophet Muhammad has instructed me and you. It's mentioned in the blessed hadith to comb your hair, to comb the hair, the tangled parts of the hair and the beard become untangled. So it doesn't affect you, it doesn't hurt you, and it doesn't look messy, but in fact it looks nice. Again, a part of honoring the hair on your head and honoring the beard. Again, the zulfa and the beard are a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And not only the viewers of Madhi channel, now you are acting upon a hadith, but you are acting upon the sunnah. And above this, I will act upon the sunnah of parting my hair in the middle. And this is one of the most beautiful sunnahs of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You're not only keeping the zulfa, you're not only keeping the blessed beard, you're not only applying oil, which is many, many sunnahs in doing this. How to apply the oil, where to apply the oil, how to pour it into the hand. But now it's also telling you that the sunnah of the best of creation is parting the hair from the middle. As you can see from here, the middle of one's head. And having this parting in the middle, this is something, the best of creation, the most beautiful parting that anybody can see in anybody's head. This was the way of the sunnah. This was something that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, I just want to ask a very direct question to you and to myself. We say we are lovers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We say we can't wait for the month of Ramadan to come. We say that this month is the best month, is a month full of mercy. Allah Azza will forgive us. We say we are the devotees of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But ask yourself, how many of us knew that there were so many blessed ahadith and so many sunnahs just to do with one's hair on top of his head? I'm not even talking about the beard, I'm just talking about one's hair. From the method to applying to combing, all this, there is a set way, the best way, the sunnah way. The Prophet used to do this and show us how to do it. Now we say, why ain't we special? We wish we were part of the companions. Why, viewers of Madhi channel, let's be serious today. Why aren't we part of those special companions? Because they had love and they truly understood. They would see the Prophet Muhammad comb his blessed hair. If any hair would come out of the blessed head, and, you know, they saw this, they would grab that hair before it touches the ground. The blessed Sahaba, they had such love that me and you can't imagine. So why are me and you today sitting here saying that we're true lovers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, but yet we don't even know the sunnahs just to do with one's head. How to comb the hair. I'm not even talking about the beard, just the head. Then imagine how much there will be about the beard. Then imagine how much there will be about the eyebrows, the eyes, the sunnah that you can apply to the eyes. This is a separate topic for another day. But dear viewers of Madhi Shana, my point is, we say, we claim. Claiming is very easy, but doing a practical, this is very hard. When are we going to change? I tell you, dear viewers of Madhi Shana, you know, I'll even give you the best time to change. It is this very month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan, when thousands of mercies are descending upon me and you at every single moment, why not change today? Look what Allah Azza wa Jalla has done for us. It's mentioned in the Holy Quran. And which of the favors of your Lord will you know, will you count? How many do you know? You don't understand, basically. You can never count them. I'm just telling you that look how many we know. And it's already so much, it's already overwhelming. It should bring a tear to the eye that my Lord, after everything wrong I've done, He is blessing me with so much. He has blessed me with Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And now learning the sunnahs of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But claiming again is very easy, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. Let's try to affiliate ourselves to this environment of Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madhi Channel. Keep watching this silsila and other silsila in this blessed month. And make the intention that I will read the Quran, I will understand the Quran, I will read the tafsir, the commentary on the Quran to get a better understanding. And on top of this, I will also follow the sunnah, I will also learn the sunnah, and I will lead my life from now on, my children's life, my children's mother's life, everybody's life. I will try in my household to follow and practically act upon the sunnah of the best of creation through Dawat Islami, through this beautiful environment that has been given to me and you. By none other than Shaykh Tariqat Amiri Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatimul Aliyah, who himself, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I would say he himself, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Unfortunately, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, we have to come to an end of this episode, this silsila, Easy Rewards Asan Nekia, where we learn through our daily activities that this can also be a good deed. And this might be a bad thing. Let's refrain from it. Let's make the correct intentions. And inshallah, in the blessed month of Ramadan, our rewards will not only, just like in any other month, not only be a couple, but will be multiplied by many. So keep watching this beautiful silsila, Easy Rewards. Next time, inshallah, like I mentioned before, that every single day this silsila will be played. Inshallah, let's try to gain as many Madani pools as we can. And implement them in our life in this blessed month of Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Easy rewards, easy rewards, easy rewards, easy rewards, easy rewards.